This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight, right in the middle of the holidays. How many of you are getting ready for a couple of days of rest, or maybe you're in the middle of those days? If you're an entrepreneur, it's more likely you're winding down, perhaps, hopefully, on the heels of a great year, and you're getting ready for another great year. That's what Donald Trump is pushing for. So he's decided he's going to go in an interesting direction with Linda McMahon to run the Small Business Administration. He nominated her. I think it's actually a really great choice. She's somebody who was a guest on this show, and we talked for a long time about women in business and blueprints for businesses and small businesses. And that's what the WWE, people forget, was initially. And she's also somebody who's familiar with politics. She ran twice in Connecticut and lost in one super close election. She ran for Senate. She's an advisory board member of Soldier Strong. They do scholarships and rehab technology for veterans, and has just done some really great charitable things for a lot of people. And I think it should be kind of a no-brainer with the Senate. You know, you never know. But this would be an easy, I think this would be an easy one to approve versus maybe some of the others that might be a little stickier for Trump. And the big one really wasn't so much Linda McMahon today. It was the fact that he went for the jugular on the EPA and decided to nominate Scott Pruitt to run the EPA, who is definitely not about green energy. He's somebody who is all about, you know, fossil fuels, and espouses the value of fossil fuels. So to people who are heavy environmentalists, he is like the snake in the Garden of Eden. To folks who are tired of crazy regulations that include things that are over the top when it comes to green initiatives, not things that make sense in some cases, depending on, again, your point of view. Trump decided he was going to go for the jugular, and that's exactly what he did. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, that's who he is. He's the Attorney General. He was elected in November of 2010. He focused on restoring more regulatory oversight to states. He was focused on that. And limiting federal regulations. So it's about the states. And as the top legal dude in Oklahoma, he sued the agency that he's going to lead, or could lead if he's approved, we'll put it that way. And it included a lawsuit, a pending one, to topple the EPA's Clean Power Plan, which, of course, was the centerpiece of the Obama administration's climate change strategy. Pruitt had a second meeting with Trump, who, of course, you know, Trump's inauguration taking office on January 20th. So we'll see what happens with the Scott Pruitt deal. But if you look at the way the deck is stacked on the Hill, he should get through that, not as easily as McMahon, I think. And it'll be interesting to watch that that show go on, because you have all of those appointments. And, of course, the bigger cabinet spots are the ones that get stickier. Let's go to Dan in Texas right off the bat. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good evening. I need a couple of minutes, and I got a little bit for you. Here's a little joke for you. This woman's husband died. And so, at the funeral, she buried him face down. Well, one of the onlookers asked her, said, "Why did you do that?" She says, "Well, I don't want him finding me when I get to heaven. And by burying him face down, I'll never have to worry about it, because he's so hard-headed, he'll never ask for directions."
That's good. That could be a lot of men.
Okay. Now, for our people there in South Carolina where that terrible tragedy happened to my fellow black brothers and sisters, I commend you heartily as good Christians, good people. God bless you, and you will be in my prayers. You are the finest of fine people. Now, to get back to the political situation, I think that Trump is showing that he is a man of brilliance. Now, this isn't a dumb guy in any way, shape, or form. He is of Scottish ancestry, and he just doesn't suffer fools. And he's going to bring in the proper people that can take this country and reverse all of the damage that our current president has tried to inflict upon us for 8 years. And Mr. Obama better keep his little mouth shut, because the birth certificate that he produced proving that he was born in the United States of America, it's a phony. The hospital that he supposedly was born at didn't have that name changed till 2 years after he was born. Roger Hedgecock proved that on his station when that was all controversy, and Roger Hedgecock had the absolute deadwood on proving that Obama was born in Kenya. He was not an American citizen. He didn't have right to the presidency and all the money he's made from it. And that can all be brought up again, especially with people like me, who are anti-Obamites and hate the son of a gun. I'll be polite here.
Don't hold back.
One more thing here. It's for you. Where is my birthday present? I turned 70. You didn't say happy birthday, Dan. I love you and all my good type
friends. We did a whole birthday song for you. Are you kidding me?
Well, I must not have been listening that night. I was, I was occupied with somebody of the female persuasion, and she was also offering me a birthday present. So there. I want to get a picture of you again, and you can send me anything that you want. I will cherish it forever. I still have you, the original, but that was before lost all that weight
and
became such a
picture.
Gorgeous creature. And, of course, we love you.
We will do that. We'll send you another picture. Dan, thanks for the call.
You
crack me up. You're so funny. The thing with the whole birth certificate thing, for Trump's perspective, it doesn't matter. He's just let that whole thing go because it serves no purpose for him. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything. It's done. It's more about moving forward and filling in the blanks on who's coming in. And now he's ultimately the president. I mean, you saw even when Obama and Trump met, how Trump had nothing but praise for Obama. And the reason why is because this is what you do. I mean, you're in politics. Now you move forward. We're playing a big boy game or a big woman game, whatever you want to call it, depending on who's in office. For now, it's the men, meaning as president. And you move forward because you have too many serious other things to deal with. So whatever happened along the campaign trail, it's gone. It's like deadwood. It doesn't matter anymore. It would matter if he wasn't elected, but because he was elected, it's a whole different feel. Absolutely. All right, stay with us. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can, of course, always. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
America Tonight rolls on, and we invite you to join us at any point, always. Keep that in mind, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It is my favorite thing to say when I talk about this group of people because, although you don't always hear the left of left opinion, trust me, I get the emails, and I invite all opinions here. That's the whole idea of America Tonight. It's the reason I do it. It's not about Kate. It's about all of you, that you have a place where you can express yourself, to steal a phrase from Madonna. Remember that song? Express your... I don't remember. It's like 20-some years ago. I'm thinking of her because I saw a commercial for... She's like revisiting something that she did 25 years ago or something. And it's that black and white film. I think it was called Truth or Dare. But I happened to see it when I was... Actually, when I was flipping around to watch a show that I watch called Fast Money. And next year, we're going to have some of the Fast Money people on. I really, really like this show. And we talk about ways, and we've had different people on the show, from Stephen Kelly in the past to Mike Bonacorsky, to so many others who had some great advice on what do you do, how do you grow your money. Doesn't matter if you have 2 cents in your pocket, well, hopefully 15 cents in your pocket, or more money than that. How do you get your money to grow depending on the economy, and how can you economy proof your stuff, which is very, very tough to do anyway. But I have to say, there's no doubt that we've had some incredible financial knowledge. My pal Saul Album, who lives in Norway now. I mean, we've had some incredible financial knowledge that has been leveled on us here on ATN. I'm very proud of that. And we're just going to keep upping that game heading into 2017. Boy, is that hard to say. Heading into 2017. Where did all the time go? It flew. Boom. Bada bing. And the next thing you know, here, this is what we're talking about. It's going to be a good year. I have my fingers crossed and everything else that everybody's going to have a great year. And I know I'll say this as we get closer and closer, but I want to thank all of you for your support of the little show that could, America Tonight. All right, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I hope we do have a good one.
I do, too. I want everybody to have a great 2017.
Well, kind of to support Dan there. And, oh, yeah, Dan, if you didn't hear it, happy birthday, bud. But kind of support him is something I didn't bring up because I don't have any real way of substantiating. But when they did inspect the birth certificate, they said that it was the same exact document as used by many other birth certificates issued by the hospital at that time. But it said it just seemed too clean. It seemed that the type print was of the same typewriter, but the print itself just seemed too fresh.
Right.
So, you know, this is just speculation as far as I'm concerned, because if they'd substantiate it, then they would disavow it. But apparently they didn't, but they did make those statements. I don't know what else to
they
say
did make those
that.
Statements. Yeah, you're
but,
right.
But, hey, Kate, you were talking earlier about Donald Trump's appointment to the EPA, which we happen to both mention that he's appointed. Now, him being an attorney, too, he's more or less going to look at the legal standpoint, which means, you know, he's an attorney. Facts are what he lives by. Not the speculative part like the birth certificate we just talked about.
Right.
So if you go back to what prehistoric, the age of the dinosaurs, when we had so much volcanoes, I've heard this from a geologist on a talk show that said it wouldn't hurt us if, you know, globally we went up, you know, 1 or 2 or even 3 degrees in temp. Because with all the volcanic action that happened, there's no way we as human beings can produce as much carbon monoxide as was produced back then. And it would lead to more vegetation, more tropical vegetation. The earth would be able to grow more. Of course, also, you know, maybe the lizards would re-evolve back into dinosaurs, but, you know, I mean, he was just joking about that, I think, but
right.
It's still, how can we be doing that much damage for doing that? Now, about your left to left and right to right, and I have heard a few people that have emailed, you know, of course, they got on to me when I was a little bit of a grimster, and I want to say, you know, keep it up. I like to hear more of it, you know. I mean, after all, I thank y'all for sending them in. And, hey, how else am I supposed to learn except through my faults? And I appreciate everything they say. So just keep
sending them. Absolutely. And to look at a different point of view is a good thing, even if you don't agree with it. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
I learn.
Yeah, me too. I don't like to shut off learning. I agree.
That's what it's all about. After all, you know, I told you about the hickory nut and the tree my dad had to grow and had to go cut a switch. Well, if he came in with a small one, he got whooped with it until he wore that one out and said, go cut a big one now. So you got to understand, that's the only way we learn is through our mistakes. Because, again, you know, next time Dad made sure he got a good-sized stick so he wouldn't get whipped with two. But that's the whole point. We truly don't learn as effectively as we do from our mistakes. And you got to be open-minded enough to accept them. And I accept every, you know, I'd love to hear more from the left side. I really would.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Because, yeah, it teaches me and makes me think more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100%. I'm right there with you.
And, you know, Izzy and everybody else out there, I know we hadn't heard from a long time from Jack, you know. He might be able to get into this country now. You know, all y'all.
That's right.
If I don't get a chance to say it, I'm going to say it now. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I don't know about you, but I've already been into Walmart, and I'm buying Valentine's candy already.
Get ahead of the game. I'm stocking up. I'm ready.
Well, you know how it goes with commercialization in the stores, you know. As soon as the shelf gets cleared, well, hey, we got room here. Let's start putting out the Valentine's stuff. You know, maybe they'll give it away at Christmas.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what the free enterprise system's all about. I mean, I've heard a lot of my friends that married girls from overseas come back, and they're just shocked to walk into a Walmart or something like that. It's just like, you know, the land of the plenty, the bounty, you know, because they didn't have it in their country.
Nope. All you have to do is go someplace else and see what it's like, and then, again, it brings it back home. And to appreciate what we have here in these United States, there is no doubt about that, Grim. Thanks for the sentiments and the phone call as well. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Coming up, much more, so don't go away. When I say much more, it means that you're going to be entertained by what we have coming up here down the pike, including an interesting conversation with somebody we talked to earlier in the week who used to weigh, you know, we're talking about, Dan mentioned the thing about losing weight. Her name's Danielle Giordano, and she was obese, incredibly obese in high school and out of high school. And then one day she just decided, she went to the doctor and pretty much he said, well, you're going to die and you're in your 20s. And that just hit her. It finally hit her. And you should see this woman, because, of course, I've met her several times in person. What she used to look like, I had no clue until I saw a picture. But it's unbelievable how far she's taken it and her message, how far she's taken her message. I'm really proud of her. So many of you said you missed it, wanted to hear it, and you're going to get to hear her coming up on America Tonight before we skedaddle for this hour of ATN. So stay with us.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
So what was in the news today? Politicians just had nothing to say. They cover up the dirty lies and hope that you go away. Don't waste your time on what is right.
Very excited about our next guest, because boy, do we not talk about this constantly here on America Tonight. Professor Janine Waddell joins us. She's written a book, and you're going to love this title, right? This is like describes the show, what we're talking about constantly. Unaccountable, How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. We've seen recently what happened with all this FIFA nonsense, and then the Clinton Foundation, what's going on there with, oh, yeah, we're getting money from some foreign, from people in foreign companies. And, of course, yes, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And there's much more than that. I mean, there's so many things that each night we could highlight on this. Thanks so much for coming on, Janine. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So the book, it's really true. This could just totally highlight what we talk about constantly when we talk about politics, but just even kind of world affairs. And I should say you're a professor at George Mason, and certainly this is what you teach. You're an anthropologist and you're a professor at the School of Policy, Government, and International Affairs. Are we at the tipping point with these elite power brokers and seeing all this corruption around us and trying to find the clues as to where it all leads?
Well, it's certainly, this elite corruption certainly is endemic, and it seems to be practiced systemically by these elite power brokers who take on this mishmash of roles in government, business, nonprofits, and media organizations. And the essence of this new corruption is unaccountability, and people around the world, including in this country, have been sensing that something has changed and that something is amiss. And I think that is certainly one reason that we see so much loss in trust or the government in general, or big banks, or the media. People have started quite expressively to show that they are less satisfied than they used to be with formal institutions. And you mentioned the Clinton Foundation. Well, what's new about this new corruption? One key thing is that it's much more difficult to call out, to put your finger on, than is corruption that we're used to hearing about in the media. So we can understand FIFA. We can understand the details of that case pretty easily. There's a human face to it. We see the workers who have been disadvantaged, some of them killed in the process of trying to build these huge super stadiums and so on. We see on TV the arrests of these FIFA officials in a five-star Swiss hotel. We can relate to this. We can put a face on it. But what's more difficult to understand and to put a human face on is the machinations of the Clinton Foundation and Bill and Hillary Clinton, and it's much more difficult to trace exactly how that's working. I mean, we know that this guy, Frank Gustra, mining executive, donated to the Clinton Foundation. We know that Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, made decisions that appeared to favor his interests. But how can we actually call it out and sanction the people who are involved in these kinds of shenanigans? It's much more difficult. And that's why this new institutionalized corruption that I write about is so much more difficult to actually put a finger on, and it's so much more insidious and really dangerous in some ways because it's less visible.
I like the way you said it, less visible, and, you know, talking about that unaccountability. And do you think on the other side of this, as you dug deeper into it, is it just the idea that, well, I'm above it, I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this? Is it just become, this is what we do? And I say this with the Clintons, it's kind of like they're Teflon with this whole foundation thing, which in a way is shocking, because you would think, as you trace that back, that there would be some repercussions, but yet nothing.
Well, what I find is that this behavior has become endemic, and it's across the board. It afflicts Democrats and Republicans. It afflicts elites. This seems to be the way they are operating, seems to be the modus operandi of today's top power brokers, and this is a new pattern. I mean, I'm a social anthropologist. I look at people and I look at the patterns that we collectively create with the organizations that we empower and the institutions that we trust or don't trust. And what I see is how things have changed quite dramatically over the past several decades, and most of us haven't even quite noticed it because things have changed so fast and furiously. But the end of the Cold War and the advent of the digital age and massive privatization have broken down barriers and created these new openings for elites to exercise their power and influence in a system that's more complex and opaque than ever. We talk about the information age, being in the information age, but what I find is that we have an information problem with these elite power brokers. Think about a small town. I grew up in a small town. We all know what everybody does, and we know that people play different roles professionally and personally vis-a-vis each other. You babysit your next-door neighbor's kids. The woman you babysit for might also have been your school teacher. Her husband might be the local banker. You know what people are doing and what they're up to. The problem with today's elite power brokers is it's very difficult to parse. I mean, look at the number of investigative reports that have come out with regard to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And yet, to sort of sort out who is responsible for what and how it works is very difficult. I mean, I recently have been just looking, in my book, Unaccountable, I specify how today's power breakers operate. And one thing is that they employ these boundary-blurring strategies. They set up, you know, these overlapping roles. So you've got the Clinton Foundation. It's a nonprofit global initiative. Then you have all the businesses that Clinton advises for in it's not clear where one ends and the other begins. And then you have celebrity branding, and you enlist others by appealing to their desire to bask in the brand. So you have these annual, Clinton Foundation has these annual dinners that people want to come to. They can bask in the brand, then they can call up favors, call upon favors later on. The Frangustra Enterprise, the Clinton-Gustra Enterprise Partnership, that's one step removed from the Clinton Foundation, and donations come one step removed to it. So again, it's difficult to parse and sort out. And this is the case whether we're talking about the Clintons and these machinations, or whether we're talking about, say, retired generals and admirals who 20 years ago in this country predominantly used to stop working when they retired, or at least not continue to work in the defense industry. Today, predominantly, they continue to work in the defense industry, and that means that they can sit on a government advisory board and have continued access to classified and inside information at the same time that they're setting up a capital venture company, and they can use the information from that first role on the government advisory board for their own use in the capital venture or in consulting for defense companies. And I have a database of, you know, over 800 data points that we put together and the Boston Globe put together, which shows precisely this pattern. And what does this mean? We, the public, have an information problem. We can't know when what those generals are actually, when they're making decisions in the capacity of their private businesses, we can't know whether they're working on behalf of the public, whether they're playing on our team, or whether they're playing on their own team to make money. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Same thing with many academic economists who testify before congressional bodies and in the media. I mean, the University of Massachusetts Amherst study found that studied some of the most prominent economists whose names you would recognize and looked at what they were saying in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis and after, what kinds of proposals and reform proposals they were advocating. And this study found that most of the time when these academic economists were testifying before Congress and pronouncing in the media, they identified themselves, were identified as professors from Harvard or Princeton or Yale or George Mason or what have you. And nowhere was it said, nobody said, and by the way, you know, he's also, or I'm also working for an investment bank. So, again, we, the public, have an information problem. We can't know whether that economist is speaking on behalf of the public, even though that is that's the impression we are getting when he's identified as an academic, or whether there's another agenda at play. So that's what I mean by unaccountable. There is more unaccountability now, unfortunately, built in to our system than there has been at any other time in living memory in the recent past.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff. Get it totally, especially like you said, the information age with the amount of information that's slamming into us. All right, so Professor Riddell, thanks so much. Pick up the book, Unaccountable: How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Journey, and boy oh boy, we have exciting news, and we've talked about this a little bit, but it's great to hear it from the horse's mouth. Danielle Giordano joins us, and you know, she is always doing the highway for health and pushing that message for so many people who are out of breath, sluggish, tired of just not finding the right route, I guess is what I'll call it. She's a true advocate for health and fitness. There's no question about it. She's got a tremendous story. She is a survivor of childhood and adult obesity and has overcome it and kicked its rear end. And she just did an amazing journey this past year, and I'm sure always still celebrating that. Danielle, first of all, congratulations. You set a world record. And every time I hear that song, and lately it's been coming up a lot lately, Route 66, I think of you, because you kicked butt on a bike and you started in Chicago and you were trying to raise awareness and you did. Tell us about that journey and, of course, setting the record.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. And it was definitely a journey of a lifetime. That's probably an understatement. You know, it was amazing. We got to interact with so many people. And, you know, it's really one of those routes that challenge you, not just physically, but mentally as well. And, you know, remember, my whole goal was, you know, not just to get my second world record, but to really call it attention and show how you can come full circle, to be a living example of how you can be morbidly obese and, I was a 2.5-pack-a-day smoker, I was a carbohydrate addict, and be able to make that full circle and come around. And that's what I really hope to be, a living testament of inspiration for others, because as we know, inspiration without action is merely entertainment, and the world has enough entertainment. They have you, Kate. They don't need the more entertainment. You're it.
So along the way, you've had a lot of people encouraging you. I love those stories. How long did you, when you laid this out, what were you expecting it was going to take, and how did you even, I think you did. You beat your expectations, right?
I did. I jokingly, I was always saying publicly, anything less than 44, I'm happy with, but the record was 44. I thought that we could place somewhere in the mid-30s. That's what I was thinking. We felt really good about my pacing and my conditioning prior to leaving, but actually made it in 23 days. So I almost cut a record that they said would not fall in half, almost. But we did it in 23 days, and, if you would have ever told me, I would have had as many 100-mile days as I did. My average per day was about 106 miles. I also had the highest single mileage day of any rider that's attempted this at 168.54, and also kept the fastest cadence as an average speed. And so, it's one of those things that until you get out there, there's no way to really train for some of this. And the closer you get, the more you didn't want to stop. So I took one rest day, and I had flirted with the idea of taking two. But honestly, the closer you got, it was just, when you do something that long and as many obstacles as what this route throws at you, you just want to get there. If it wasn't the road conditions, it was the weather. And if it wasn't weather, it was just a wind. I mean, we had 40-plus mile-an-hour winds. We, had hills and mountains and just never seemed to stop. As a matter of fact, on the last day, the San Bernardino Mountains were just, like, oh, dear God. it's kind of like, I call it Hell's Gate. It was the final Hell's Gate before the descent down into Los Angeles and then eventually on to Santa Monica. And just the magnitude of everything. I think that's something that you can't really put into words unless you actually see it, feel it, experience it. But definitely did not think it was going to be 23 days. But the more we went along, the more motivated I got to keep going.
Wow. And, you talk about that you were not even 30 years old, that you couldn't get up a flight of steps. You'd be wheezing and everything else. You mentioned it, the 2 packs of cigarettes a day. What was it? And we've talked about this before, but I think this is powerful for anyone who might be listening for the first time and be catching you. What was it that turned it around for you? What was it that clicked in your brain where you said, okay, I'm done with this?
Short answer to that is I didn't want to die. When you're in your 20s, you're not thinking of, when you're going to pass away or, making end-of-life decisions. And, I was so heavy, my body physically was not going to be able to sustain me. And you're right. I mean, me just walking, and I always tell people, if you don't believe me, pick up 100-pound weight and just walk around with it for a while, or try to go up a flight of stairs or a weight vest that's 100 pounds. It is extremely difficult to move that big of a body around. And, it came down to I didn't want to die. And all I knew at the time was, eat less, move more. And again, way back then, if you would have told me that I would have my own personal training company, if you would have told me that I would be a certified master personal trainer, exercise physiologist, I would have been like, what? Yeah, whatever, give me another Twinkie, It was a life and death decision for me. And, I feel like this is my purpose for being on earth. And I feel like this is what I'm here to do. And this is why God put me on the earth. And so, it is my mission. And that's why we founded the Highway for Health Foundation too.
So now you have your foundation, you have a vision, you have a mission. What's next along the road? Who knows? Because it's one step at a time as you keep moving through.
Well, actually, I'm going to be going on a speaking tour across the country. You know that we partnered with first responders. We actually dedicated the world record to first responders across the country. I actually just got back from a trip from Detroit this past weekend. I also have my first book that is going to be coming out early in 2017. So we have that on the horizons. And, of course, you know, I still have my radio show and, you know, in negotiations and talking about possibly doing another ride. But, you know, that's in the distance. That might not happen this year, but maybe 2018. I don't know. We'll see how it all, you know, filters out. And so we'll go from there.
Yeah, so that's great. So again, getting the word out, trying to reach more people. And you know this, the rates of obesity are just off the charts, aren't they?
They are. They absolutely are. And the thing that you have to remember is both obesity, whether it's childhood or adult, and bullying are preventable epidemics. And that's what we really need to drive home. These are preventable epidemics. They do not need to be happening. And it's a matter of education, and it's a matter of motivation. And everybody's motivation is going to be different. You know, not everybody's motivation is to get into a size 16. You know what I mean? I mean, some
right.
people, their motivation are their kids or their family. And waiting until a catastrophic event, like having a heart attack or like having a stroke or having something like that, you want to be proactive. And you know, even now, there was a study that was just released last week that is just getting a great amount of attention, talking about the link between cancer and obesity and the amount of time that you're obese and cancer and different types of cancer. And so it is preventable. And my mission is just to get knowledge to the people who need it and to break stereotypes and, you know, especially the, you know, classism, you know, thinking that the only way that you can be healthy is to have a whole lot of money. And that's simply not true. So we hope to also push the Eating Clean and Healthy for under $30 presentation a whole lot in 2017 to really give people those tools. And because if you break the stereotypes and you give people knowledge, that's the way we're going to turn these epidemics around.
Boy, keep doing what you do. I think it's so, so important. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
You're welcome. All right, so always interesting to talk to Danielle. It's such a powerful message. I mean, such a powerful message. And you can check out her whole story. You can learn about what you can do, how you can support Highway for Health by going to highwayforhealth.org. I mean, I just, again, you heard her say the new study coming out linking cancer to obesity and years, et cetera, and the kinds of cancer people are getting and the struggles people are having. The message is so, so clear. And what are personal motivations and how do you get there and what can be done? And the answer is there are so many things that can be done to, again, not get to that point where somebody has a heart attack and something catastrophic happens that can be preventable. So I urge you, go and check out her story. Her story is great, and the website is highwayforhealth.org. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.